Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Roquan Smith met with the media at mandatory minicamp in Owings Mills.
I mean, not a lot of first-year head coaches come into a situation where there's Super Bowl aspirations. How do you think he's kind of handled that, like basically the pressure of a new job like this?
Yeah, very excited to have Coach Minner here. And all it is opportunity breeds more opportunity. And I know he's very excited about it. So are we. And I think it's a great opportunity for all of us to show who we are.
Roquan, you said that you're really kind of taking ownership of the defense that's being installed. What have the conversations been like between the two of you as he's installing the system along with Anthony Weaver and just you taking ownership of that?
Yeah, I'm very excited about it. I think his track record speaks for itself. Been proven wherever he's been, whether that's the college ranks or the league ranks, and I think that speaks for itself through the actions. And so I'm very excited. It's very clear, precise on what he wants. So I'm excited to just go out and show exactly what myself as well as the defense are all capable of doing within the framework of the scheme.
What about his defense excites you?
Oh, yeah, I just think it's a method behind the madness. And I think there's, like, clear, clean communication on what's expected in each and everything. And that's always allows each and every player to play to the best of their abilities and fast as well, where you're not hesitating or anything like that. So I'm excited about it, and I think it's going to be good for all of us.
Roquan, looking back, how would you assess your season?
I think personally my season, it wasn't a season that I wanted to have regardless of the circumstances, because you can't control circumstances regardless of what circumstances you're put in. So you control your response. And so no excuses at all, but wasn't a season of my standard, nor was it to from a defense perspective as well. So I feel like you got to first start with yourself prior to going anywhere else.
How much is that something that you address kind of first day back in the building and meetings, looking back at last year versus just really turning the page, especially with the new staff?
I think that starts with the beginning of the offseason, regardless of who's going to be here. I think we're all pros, so you know how to truly assess yourself and what you did and what you did not do. So I think each and every man has to be true to themselves and look themselves in the mirror. And, yeah, there's a high standard, especially here on the, from the defensive perspective as well as from my perspective, because five all pros and not making it, something like that. Like, that's just personal. And so obviously there's a standard, and that wasn't quite there, nor was it the standard from the defensive perspective. So, but that's all in the past for a reason, and all we have is right now, and that's all we can focus on. Can't dwell on the past, because it's in the past for a reason. And life, you can't rewind, nor in the game of football. So you have to think about it with a forward approach.
We just heard Calais call Anthony Weaver's favorite coach probably of all time. What's it been like for you to work with Anthony Weaver? What do you think he can do for this defense?
Yeah, I'm very excited to have Weave back here. I think, first and foremost, he's a tremendous man. What he stands for, how he vibe, how he rolls, how encouraging he is, the teacher that he is. So I just think it's awesome having him back in the building. And, like, when you just have great people around, it just inspires you even more to do things the right way. So I think he's a great asset for us, and we'll definitely lean on him in many ways but one. So excited to have him here.
Roquan, have you seen Trenton Simpson grow as you've worked with him over the years, and what are you expecting out of him this season?
I think no one have more expectations of themselves than Trent, first and foremost. And the way the guy's been working, this is the best I've seen him since I've been around. And, like, it's the first year he's had the same position coach. And, like, whereas, like, the material and the terminology is, like, the same person's teaching it to him. So I think that plays a big part, especially when you're a young player transitioning into a new position. Because truth be told, like, well, when he first came here, that was truly, like, his first time really playing inside linebacker. But obviously – this game don't wait for anyone, and he's well aware of that as well. But I know he's preparing, and he has the right mindset. He's not making the mistakes that he's made in the past, and even if he do make a mistake, which we all do as human beings, he's not making those same mistakes twice. So I'm very excited for where he's going to go, and I think he's going to – it's a big year for him, a contract year, and I think he knows that, and it's a contract year for the defense as well. Every year is, so just got to think about it like that and go from there. But I'm very excited for him.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, got some dogs up front. So, like, having dogs up front definitely allows you to get everyone around to play better. So I think once you have certain caliber players like a Calais, like a Trey, like a Zion, like a Mike Green, like a T-Rob, like a whoever is out there, you know, and I just think those guys have a standard for themselves as well as the standard with the defense here. So I know those guys are very excited. I'm excited to have those guys here, Big Travis, Beeks, everybody. So, like, I'm very excited. You know, when you have dogs out there, it just makes everyone's job a lot easier. So excited to have those guys, and I know they're very excited to be here as well.
The Ravens used a first-round pick on the guard, Vengo Ioane. I know you've gone and seen him across the line here. What's kind of been some of your impressions of him so far?
Yeah, and I know he's a tremendous hard worker. I can tell, obviously, we're not in pads right now, but I can tell physicality is his thing. So I'm very excited to see him in camp when the pads get to popping a little bit more. And he knows the game is very fast at this level, but, you know, the Big Ten ball is very fast as well. Not the SEC, but it's fast as well. So I know he's excited about the op, and I know those guys on the offensive line with Simpson, Runny, Roger, all those guys are going to bring him along very well, but I think he has all the talent in the world. It's just about stacking those days day after day, and I know he'll continue to do that.
Roquan, how that strong start to this season, Teddy obviously hasn't gotten a chance at a first NFL offseason. How have you tried to help him through this, and what have you seen from him?
Yeah, absolutely. I think Teddy's like mature well beyond his years, and I think first and foremost, he knows, like, just like I mentioned earlier, you don't control circumstances. So what happened to him, like, he can't control that. But what he can control is his response and how he's been preparing. And I've been seeing him rehab, and I've been seeing him doing amazing things. And, like, just his mental approach and physically, you would never know he had a knee issue or whatever like that when you just look at him. So I know his head is in the right place, and I know he's very excited to actually get back out there and play ball. But obviously, it's a build to that and not getting ahead of himself. And I know the AD and the training staff doing a great job with him as well. And I know personally, just him as a person, he's very excited. And when he gets his opportunity, he's going to take full advantage of it.
Two more.
Moving on from last year, but the disappointment of not making the playoffs and all the changes this offseason, is there anything that you do take from last year going into this year?
I think You definitely take things, but you can't carry those things. So you definitely understand what happened and what wasn't to the standard. So, but you can't, like, bring all of last year woes. Oh, how things were run here last year. Oh, how things were in the building. How questions asked, like, how the defense was run. You can't take that because, like, life is not for the past, in my opinion. Yeah, there's things that were good things and there was bad things. And, like, okay, you learn from the bad things, but you're not taking those things over into the next year, because if that's the case, then you truly wouldn't be growing. Like, you grow after you build off the bad things. So it is what it is. And I think it's in the past for a reason, but we're all excited for this new opportunity. And like I said earlier, opportunity breeds more opportunity. So the opportunity to get out and do what we do and just showcase who we are. But those are just words. So at the end of the day, it's about going out and showing it with our actions and not just being like a sounding board.
We've heard both you and Calais talk about Nnamdi in glowing fashion. I mean, you think he might be close to playing?
That's not up for me. Like, if he's out there, all I control, circumstances are not what I control. All I control is who's out there, including myself, when I'm out there, and all I control is my approach, who I am, what I do, and everybody's out there and their response to how things happen, not who's in the game.
Last one, Josh.
Bro, I know you want to put last year to bed, but last week, you know, Lamar revealed, you know, when was the exact game and moment when he kind of tweaked his hamstring and, you know, how much that injury affected him. Was there anything lingering to speak on that and injury-wise?
Like I said, I don't let circumstances define who and how I roll. All I'm in control of is my response. So if I'm out there, I have to get the job done regardless of the circumstances. So you'll never see me say something about, you know, to each his own. But personally, I don't control circumstances. I just control my response. So it's in the past, worked on those things. So it's about just being better and stronger this upcoming year.
All right, thank you, Roquan.
Yeah.